And Judah said unto Onan, Go in unto thy brother's wife, and marry her, and raise up seed to thy brother. This is the thing which the Lord doth command concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, Let them marry to whom they think best, only to the family of the tribe of their father shall they marry. If brethren dwell together, and one of them die and have no child, the wife of the dead shall not marry without unto a stranger. Her husband's brother shall go in unto her, and take her to him to wife, and perform the duty of an husband's brother unto her. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee.
To you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committeth adultery. His wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away, doth commit adultery. His disciples say unto him, If the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. But he said unto them, All men cannot receive this saying, save they to Moses said, If a man die having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. For in the resurrection they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven.
And he saith unto them, Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another, committeth adultery against her. For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And Jesus answering said unto them, The children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. But and if thou marry, thou hast not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she hath not sinned. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh, but I spare you. But if any man think that he behaveth himself uncomely toward his virgin, if she pass the flower of her age, and need so require, let him do what he will, he sinneth not. Let them marry. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. But the younger widows refuse, for when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully.